the Republic of Ireland star James McLean, sparking a Remembrance Day row when he refused to wear a poppy on his shirt during Sunderland's game against Everton. He was the only top flight player to appear during the weekend's fixtures without a poppy. Sunderland Football Club have released a statement saying that the player will not face any action as it was his own personal decision. On the line this morning, the DUP's Gregory Campbell and the Sinn Féin MLA Raymond McCartney. Gregory Campbell, if I can start with you, surely it would have been hypocrisy for him to wear the poppy if it's a cause that he doesn't actually believe in.
Well, John, I think the issue here is that the Royal British Legion do fantastic work. Everyone recognises the fantastic work they do, both for serving members of the security services and people who've come out, people who've been injured. It's a one day in the year which crosses religious and political divides, and people acknowledge the great work that the Legion have done, and also serving officers, men and women, in our services overseas and at home. Now, most people, whatever they feel about various conflicts, pay tribute to the work of the British Legion. That's what Sunderland Football Club were doing, and that's what all the other players who involved themselves and the managers and others all did. I just don't understand. And this is right. Let's be clear with this. If the people who died in all the conflicts did so to give us freedom, and if that was to give the freedom for somebody to ignore them and to set that aside, that's a freedom that those people got. And that's the freedom James McLean got. It's just a pity that he abused that freedom when everybody else was prepared to say, I'm prepared to step up and say, they have done a marvellous job.
Well, did he abuse the freedom? I mean, it also gave him the freedom to choose whether he would want to wear a poppy or not, and he chose not to.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It did give him that freedom. And unfortunately, everyone else appeared. I mean, there were 22 players on the pitch in the Everton-Sunderland game.
But surely by telling him that he has to wear the poppy, that's removing that freedom.
No, I'm not suggesting that he should have to wear it. I'm suggesting they should have chosen to wear it. Given that, I mean, look across in the Everton team, and there was an Everton player from the Irish Republic, and he didn't seem to have a difficulty wearing a poppy. The manager of the Sunderland team, Martin O'Neill, also comes from Northern Ireland, also is from a Catholic nationalist background, and he chose to wear it. I just don't see why James McLean. He had the right and the choice not to wear it, but he should have worn it out of a free choice of his own will to make some sort of statement, the same as everybody else seemed to be prepared to make. He chose not to make it. And unfortunately, it comes on the back of a series of other incidents. You know, I mean, he got into trouble at the club over his Twitter account and some issues that he was raising there. He got into a conflict with a BBC presenter because he was described as a Northern Irishman, and he didn't like that either, and he took Colin Murray to task about that. And now this, it seems to be that, you know, that controversy is his middle name, and he seems to want to be able to stir the issue up. And that's his right. If he wants to do that, he's free to do that. But he's free also to take the flak that comes whenever he does it.
Raymond McCartney, the Sinn Féin MLA, also joins us this morning. Raymond McCartney, I mean, surely James McLean has some responsibility as a Sunderland player on this occasion. I mean, surely Saturday is not about James McLean the individual. It's about James McLean, the Sunderland player.
Well, I had 2 points. First of all, my apologies. I was a bit late. I never heard the first part of the interview. I mean, I think James McLean, as an individual, has the right to make decisions for himself. He obviously spoke to his employers, who are Sunderland Football Club, who also told him it was a matter of personal choice, so he exercised that right. So therefore, I think what we have to try and avoid in these type of situations, that people are forced into acts, whatever the act may be, in this particular, it's wearing a poppy. And even I think, you know, the commentary and the way this has been framed since Saturday, this idea of refusal to wear, or, you know, it's controversial. I mean, I think people are entitled to choice, and if you are given the choice, and you decide not to exercise, to do something, I don't think it should be painted in these terms.
Yeah, there's one issue around this as well that people have mentioned, you know, that he was the only player in the entire English Premier League at the weekend who chose not to wear a poppy. And, you know, people in Ireland would not be the only ones to have an issue around British military operations in the past. You know, if two Argentinian internationals, Carlos Tevez and Sergio Aguero, for instance, can wear a poppy, why not James McLean?
Well, see, I think what you're doing there, and that's list with a number of assumptions, Joe, with the greatest respect, because in times past, I mean, a very famous TV presenter, Jon Snow, also took a decision that he felt that it was his personal choice not to wear it, and the same things could be said. I think what we have to avoid is this idea that you have to do something because everybody else does it. If you're given the free choice, now, I noticed yesterday, and I'll give this as an example, there was the politics show on the BBC yesterday. Three contributors to that programme didn't wear a poppy. It wasn't painted up that they had any particular view. They weren't described as snubbing. They weren't described as refusing. They were exercising their right of choice. And if we say that there's a personal choice, James McLean obviously consulted with his employers, who are Sunderland Football Club, and they told him it was a matter of personal choice. Now, I think he exercised that. And in many ways, I think he should be supported, because he may have done something which he didn't want to do, and I don't think we should be creating that circumstance around anything, and in particular remembrance. If a person's going to remember, if a person wants to take part in an act of remembrance, then it should be a voluntary act, not a forced one, because it would lack meaning if you done it in a forced way.
Gregory Campbell, why should James McLean not have the opportunity to make that choice for himself? He's decided that the cause is not something he's comfortable with, and he has put his match shirt on a charity auction to raise funds for a cause that he is comfortable with.
Yeah, well, I'll come to that in a second, Joe, because there is an interesting development post the game. But the first thing is this. James McLean has a free choice, and he exercised it last week. He had a free choice on his Twitter account and got into problems there, and the club had to step in. He had a free choice whenever he was engaging with Colin Murray of the BBC when he got into this nonsense of not being described as a Northern Irishman. And then he had a free choice to just simply let it go, but he involved himself there. He seems to enjoy and revel in creating some sort of issue, and now he has a free choice, which is exercised again.
When you were James McLean's age, did you not say and do things that perhaps, looking back on, you'd think, well, that wasn't the most sensible thing to do?
Well, that might be the case. And Seamus Coleman, who plays for Everton, is the same age as James McLean. He's 23 as well. He would have probably. He didn't have a problem with it. He wasn't getting involved in a Twitter account. He wasn't not taking the advice of his manager. He wasn't getting involved with BBC presenters.
Raymond McCartney has made the point that it's a choice. It's an individual choice, and whether you make a choice that you agree with or you disagree with anybody in that sphere, you have to respect their choice.
Well, he's entitled to make choice, and he's made it. But in making the choice, it doesn't then make him immune from criticism for that choice. Just the fact that everybody else made the choice, and it was a different one to the one he made. But let's move on to the charity. My understanding is, and I've got a statement here in front of me from Sunderland Football Club. Sunderland Football Club's commercial director, this is just before the match, said, "It's hugely important that we not only pay our respects as part of the wider remembrance commemorations, but that we help to raise as much money as possible for the Royal British Legion, who do such a wonderful job in helping our service personnel." I think most people would agree with that. Now, my understanding is that after the match, all the players signed the specially commissioned poppy-adorned tops for the proceeds of the British Legion, as outlined in that statement. I think if James McLean didn't want to wear the poppy, that's his personal choice. That's absolutely right. I think what we need to know now is, did he contribute by signing the tops so that money could be raised for the British Legion, even if he didn't wear a poppy? Now, surely, hopefully, we haven't descended down.
Well, what we do know is
that he didn't sign the top now. Now, hopefully, we haven't got to that point.
Well, what we do know is that he donated his own shirt to a charity of his choice, which I think last night was sitting at 300 or 400 euros in terms of an online auction. Raymond McCartney, any response to what Gregory Campbell has had to say this morning?
No, I mean, I think what Gregory is doing here is confusing the issue. Now, James McLean, in my opinion, is entitled to exercise his right to free choice. And I think it was a simple matter of that. I mean, if there's anything, because I know if I was asking anyone to stand in remembrance of any person, I would want them to do it as a voluntary act, not something which they're forced to do. I'll give you an example. On Easter Sunday, I wear an Easter lily. I wouldn't ask any person to wear an Easter lily unless they wholeheartedly want to remember the dead at that particular time. And I don't think we should be creating circumstances where people are forced. And this is, in essence, what people are saying, that he had no right to say he didn't want to wear the particular symbol, which was the poppy, on Saturday. I think he's entitled to exercise that right, as has other people in the past, and they have done it free from criticism. I don't see why there's a focus then on a 23-year-old footballer, as distinct from a lot of our people in our places at our times, who have also made the same point that they wanted to exercise their right, not to wear it.
I think that the focus in is because he was the only player in the entire English Premier League who didn't wear one. I mean, is there not an issue of showing respect towards the fans of Sunderland who perhaps are connected to the cause in this way?
I assume, and I'm making this assumption,
the statement from Sunderland sort of disassociated themselves.
There was a minute's silence and at all the games in the English Premiership. And there's no suggestion that James McLean walked off the pitch or didn't stand in that silence. He has exercised his right not to wear the poppy. So I think what he's doing is exercising his right to free choice. And what we're trying to promote here this morning is if other people in our circumstances decided, and we know we have incidents within the BBC, and we have incidents in our organisations where people were told that if you don't wear it, then certain things will happen. I think that's wrong. I think a person who wears the poppy, and I defend the right of any person to wear the poppy, but it should be a voluntary act, not something which you're coerced or forced into doing.